for plebs by plebs, dropping the Bitcoin only signal. Pleb Underground. Welcome everyone to the Pleb Underground.
Welcome back to Pleb Underground. Episode 32, full speed, not slow motion. Last couple weeks, we've seen a lyrical explosion. Each beat from my heart, each full stroke. Good for your health, the white and the yolk. Protein is needed, get your albumin. These flows are singles, not album in. You need to be harder than life itself. Truly savage, can't eat that fiat slop. Brain be like cabbage. In the morning, the coffee is ground up. Get back to work from the ground up. So many inaccuracies from when they round up till they put us in a pen, round up. I like to make jokes, pretend to be daft, make rhymes, puns, work on the craft. Maybe I've unlocked some new potential while waiting for the price going exponential. Zoom out, not in. Don't use the scopes. TA is for men, for what women is horoscopes. Real facts and figures, not paid for tropes. Living in the real world, trying to swerve the copes. No fresh powder, hit the slopes, stoic attitude, never mopes. I work to provide fresh lyrical assimilation, leaving you breathless, needing intubation. Did you catch what I'm saying? Did you take the reception? Play action fake, you think run, but it's deception. Deeper than the surface, not topologically plain. Mobius strip, that's one twisted plane. One face, one edge, what could be more authentic? Saying what I mean, life's a bitch, yeah I meant it. Mob Depp addressed all the killers and the $100 billers. I'm here for the self-custody takers, the hodlers, the builders and the makers. Can't be the shook ones, we're unshakable, earthquake proof, pray to God, unforsakable. You know life is what you make of it, not the dream when you take a hit. There's nuance in the word, specificity, imagery and energy transmutation, electricity. It may seem random, this brand new thing, but there's a method, man, like Wu-Tang. Driving rapid adoption, the most paced pillar, referencing the dons like Ghostface Killer, Pleb Underground with a most based fill up. Express yourself with attitude, raise yourself with another... to another altitude. It ain't all juicy sweet like Snapple. We wrestle and grapple. I enunciate clearly, never rap a mumble. What will you hold when the big apple crumble? Our energy is relentless, it's perpetual. Bitcoin immaterial, but it's not conceptual. Some don't think, call them NPCs. Outsourced to the network, to their NPCs. No problem mediocrity, collecting NPCs. No motivation to craft like this grade A material. Bitcoin's infectious, but it's not venereal. Feeling blessed, not ethereal. Bitcoin address is hierarchical, not serial. With the fastest car on the track like Toad, eyes like a hawk, go beast mode. Flies to the chalk, not picked when throwed. When it comes to the harvest, you reap what you sowed. Working to stack, one day we'll eat. No Tracy and Dave, this ain't silver on the beat. Dave wants 100 M's to give to his son. Who's going to tell him there's only 21? Bitcoin maximalist evocation, distributed multi-sig, not one location. Fly out to Miami for a May vacation. There's a sequence to this thing, step-by-step iteration. Hodl your keys, show true dedication, lock them down, prevent extrication. What isn't a shitcoin? Do you need an explanation? It's the asset without liability, no tokenization. I keep making rhymes, but it's not about my story. Satoshi created, custodian-free depository. Back to the future, meme like Rory. Send your blessings upstairs, for his is the glory. Bitcoiners are an unnatural community, promoting sunshine and natural immunity. You have to bribe an artist to try to make a point. The only green piece here is rolled up in a joint. A New York state of mind, a node isn't a NAS. BTC server or start 9, start it up, chain time, do it organized, systematic, wearing represent, talking illmatic. This is Pleb Underground, strictly unofficial. In the end, you're working for your surname after her initial.
Walton, that was absolutely insane. And guys, in case you didn't get it, we have fellow Bitcoiner, fellow pleb, and friend to the show, Sir Ulrich. Sir Ulrich, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure to be on Pleb Underground for the first time.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
All right. I like how you say for the first time. Like, I think it was BT Sessions who started this off. Who's like, yeah, so thanks for having me on for the first time, guys. Like, the expectation of coming back. I like that. Like, you bet yeah. yourself to be coming back.
You
like,
caught
like,
me.
I like that attitude. Good start.
That's how we roll here, you know? All right. Without further ado, we are diving into the numbers.
Yeah, the numbers, of course, brought to us by Time Chain Stats and Time Chain Calendar. Please check them out.
At the time of this recording, the block height is 782,351. The Bitcoin price, 27,835. Total public lightning capacity, 5,441.69. Moscow time, 3593. And the chain rewrite days, 685. We're holding up. I gotta be honest. We're
Moscow
holding up.
Time. Moscow time, like it's yeah, in the starting with three, being under 4,000, like yeah, where are these sats going, guys? Apparently, there's a little bit of liquidity being drained from exchanges. I hope that's why the mempool is full, because every time I open it I go fucking shit coiners, man, because I assume it's some like ordinals inscriptions nonsense, and that's why I can't, you know, actually, you know, reorganize things that I need to do. It's that I'm a stingy bastard and don't want to pay more than like, you know, one or two sats per V-byte, but each to their own.
That's right. But as we've seen, I mean, look, I've gotten through plenty of cheap transactions, so this whole ordinals FUD. Again, you know, I mean, I said this in the past, it's going to be the same thing like Counterparty and BitDNS and these other services. You know, it makes a little bit of noise at the beginning and then eventually it just dies out like a fad. But what isn't going to die out like a fad is this. Guys, we just reached another all-time high. And this wasn't even, like, this screenshot was taken before. I think we went over 400.
I swear we went over 400, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, come on, look at this chart.
This chart is why I decided not to mine, but like about 18 months ago, I thought, oh, maybe it's a good time to, like, you know, what's the word? What do they call it in the like portfolio world when they you spread your risk? What do they call it again? Diversify, right? The only diversification against Bitcoin is an income-producing business, and mining can be thought of as one of those. Now, you have to time it. You have to account in sats, firstly, and you have to take account of what is your proportion of the total global hash rate going to be over time, because it's going to be decreasing unless you're adding to your hash rate, and how much is it decreasing? So you're going to need to do some kind of modeling on a couple of different things. And I thought, okay, I reckon the total global hash rate is pretty gonna double in 18 months. I think that's gonna be really bad for me if I start mining then. I was also looking at Compass, and of course I thought, well, yeah, like I wouldn't have the machine. Oh shit, Meltem's on the board as well. That's definitely a huge red flag. But like, they didn't account in sats. They assumed, I think it was, I calculated based on their thing, a 5% monthly, which is like, no, it's all right. Which was like a doubling every, no, it was maybe slightly under that. It was like doubling every 15, 16 months or something. They were saying, oh no, sorry, way less than that. I was thinking it's going to be like, yeah, like 18 months or something. And they're thinking it's going to be years or something. Like the projections on some of these things were just completely inaccurate. So yeah, if you're going to mine, you've got to account in sats. You've got to look at how you think the hash rate is going to change over the long term, because your cut is going to go down, and so therefore your earnings are going to go down in Satoshi terms. And that's not even accounting for halvings, right? Like that's an additional factor. And if it's not in a location you control, it's not your hash really.
Ulrich, what are your thoughts on the Bitcoin hash rate? I mean, for me, it's a big indicator. That's pretty much all I pay attention to.
You know? Yeah, that's the same way I see that. I wasn't tracking over the last couple of weeks with all the different things that were happening with the banking system. So it's nice to see that no matter as fiat dies, Bitcoin rises. I can't rap as good as Walton, but the catch is that. That's an indicator of the security of the system. We should look at how insecure fiat is, and how you, oh, you're going to take your money out of SVB and put it into Chase, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, or JP Morgan is Chase.
Well, it's not your money, is it?
But anyway, but it's like you're running into one banking establishment to another, and they're going to face the same problems. But so they're getting that scary that you're kind of wondering which one is the risk on asset and which one isn't. When you see the hash rate going up, you see Bitcoin is lesser of a risk, and all the old arguments about, oh, you know, the double spend and the attack on the system, you know, 51%. It just becomes less and less, it becomes more and more of a pipe dream for the people who want Bitcoin to die, and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, very well said. Very well said. And look, you know, this goes back to the original point. The hash rate, right? The hash rate is the network security. So essentially what we're seeing is, let's be honest, there's way more hash securing the Bitcoin network than what is actually needed. That's, you know, in my eyes, it's there's significantly more. So when we see numbers like this, I just want everyone to zoom out and appreciate the fact that we just saw some major banks collapse. Okay, we're seeing Janet Yellen calling emergency meetings, and yet we're seeing Bitcoin bounce back from 18K in its fiat exchange price to 27, 28K. Number one, and number two, we're seeing the hash rate jump to an all-time high. So Bitcoin,
do you think price follows hash, Phil? Do you think price follows hash?
This is okay. So you know what? I used to have this discussion with Nico all the time. Okay. And we had this theory, okay, that for a while looked right until it was wrong. So no.
I think it's complete bollocks. I'll tell you why it's complete bollocks. Yeah. Again, because supply is not new miner supply. New miner supply is such a small proportion of how much like is already sitting on exchanges that like it's actually more about, well, what do exchanges and whales fuck around with in the market as to what the kind of marginal price is, which of course is the actual price, right? Like a price is the marginal price. It's the price at which it's actually being exchanged rather than the price of all of it, so to speak.
If I can interject, I think that it was, one of y'all said it's right until it's wrong. I think when major institutions started looking at Bitcoin as an investment vehicle, I think that big money started impacting the hash rate, started impacting the price, and it started essentially threw off all those previous theorems that people were putting out, like Max Keiser used to do, or that you and Nico were arguing about. So I think that with this new phase of Bitcoin as a mainstream topic, I think now we have to look at it in a different way, and we don't know the right answer. Which one comes first, the chicken or the egg? I think the jury's still out.
This goes back to the whole, like, all of our models are destroyed, right? I mean, look, we are taking historical data based on assets that have some similar qualities, but not exactly the same qualities as Bitcoin. Then we're going and we're extrapolating data out of those to try to create this predictable, safe model for Bitcoin. I think we're much better served by just accepting that we don't know what's going to happen. We've never had an asset like this, and we just need to hold on. That's it. Yeah. Like, we just need to hold on. And like, look, if you have your conviction and you've done your research and you believe in it, then hey, this is the place for you.
I think that would be agreed by Odell, of course, who says, you know, stay humble and stack sats. Or you can stay arrogant as fuck and stack sats like Dieter. Like, either or works for me, you know, but keep stacking sats.
The angry chihuahua. Absolutely. Absolutely. We are moving on over to Wrecked.
What do you stand for? What do you represent? Do you represent quality? Do you represent proof of work? Do you represent an apparel brand called Represent? RepresentLTD.com is where you can find some of the finest apparel made by a Bitcoiner. You can see me wearing some today. We wear it every week. It's very comfortable. Very, very comfortable. Comes in some nice range colors. They do stuff for men, women. I don't know if they do stuff for children. But they have also some accessories. I think they make bags, maybe skateboard decks. Who knows what they make. But Head over there. You can find a whole range of stuff, and you can get a discount if you use the code pleb-underground over at representltd.com. Up first in Rekt this week, we have a tweet from my boy Ant, the Time Chain Stats developer, founder, creator. He also has a website called btclexicon.com that's actually a pretty good kind of thesaurus on Bitcoin terms. But here we have a tweet. The creature from Rectal Island, Janet Yellen, doing closed door meetings with all the financial regulators, that was unscheduled. Not open to the public. So, guys, what do we think about secret meetings with regulators? This was also after, what was it, like last week, all the central banks put out a coordinated statement on a Sunday? Like, this, what are they playing at?
I believe that when the banking crisis started a couple weeks ago, there was a emergency meeting of the Fed as well. So what you see is all these regulators, all these government representatives that we didn't vote on, are all doing all these types of emergency meetings where it's like things are burning up and, you know, the jig is up. What the heck do we do? And they're going to throw all types of FUD at us. They're going to turn on the media propaganda machine. I think, you know, we've seen all those kind of things already. We'll probably talk about it later. But it's just the problem is that these types of topics don't get blasted in the mainstream media for the normies, for the regular people to say, oh, wow, like emergency meeting, that sounds scary. We're just supposed to be business as usual, and you have to go digging for that type of information. They're trying to pacify the common man. The common man is at risk trusting in the establishment. If you don't opt out with your savings in Bitcoin, if you don't opt out and propagate that new hard money network, you're going to be a victim of circumstance, and it's because you weren't paying attention.
I think there's also a degree of people, and we talk about this all the time, but going for comfortable lies over uncomfortable truths. And I'm kind of pissed off that Jeff Booth named his fund, what is it, Ego Death Capital, because there is a true ego death in adopting Bitcoin. You have to acknowledge that you are so wrong about a whole bunch of stuff to adopt it. And so going through that process isn't something that a lot of people can do, especially those who are already semi-successful or successful in the fiat world as it is. I think it's a necessity, right? At some point, but that's at different points for different people.
Yeah, I think, you know, the interesting thing about this is, I was talking about this before. So if you've worked for any sizable corporation, there's like certain business speak that you go through, right? Well, one of them is an all hands on deck meeting, right? Another one is emergency calls, right? That type of terminology isn't usually associated with positive news, right? Like, you don't go into an all hands on deck meeting and then everybody gets bonuses.
So all hands on deck means you got like your ass in the air, so everyone's getting raped. Is that what's going on? Like, it doesn't sound like a positive thing.
That's right. Exactly. It's not a positive thing. Okay. It usually means that bad things are happening or bad things are about to happen.
You're cleaning up after someone else.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all hands on deck, you know? And then, of course, emergency meeting, right? You never have an emergency unplanned meeting when things are going fantastic. Like, it's just, that's not the way that businesses speak. So I find it absolutely comical that you can have somebody like Janet Yellen have one of these things and everybody's like cheering for this but secretly most likely worried. And yet you would have the same type of behavior in a corporation and you know that bad shit's about to happen. So I don't understand how people.
Did you see the little video this week?
Meeting. And then you have Jim Cramer, huh?
Did you see the little video this week of I think she was, you know, so Janet Yellen, you know, makes, I don't know, a couple hundred grand as Federal Reserve chief bitch or whatever her title is. But she makes a few million every year from doing speaking engagements at banks, right? Giving insider information, basically, right? Is what happens. And you see, there's some video. It kind of amused me, but like, she's definitely a lizard person. Not that I really believe in lizard people, but she kind of is one. Like, of her kind of someone inviting her on stage, and then she kind of comes on and starts doing this kind of funny dance thing. I don't know if you saw that. Like, I liked it. I like the dance, but it's like I can't enjoy it too much because, you know, she's a bitch.
I think the reality is that people like her just kind of scare us all because we're like this senile old person is.
Dude,
just
I'd rather fight 100 Janet Yellens than 100 chickens or whatever. Like these things.
Oh gosh. Yeah. No. But look. The reality is that they are scrambling. Okay, they are afraid. We've said this 100 times before. It's every Bitcoiner has said this. They've got no tools left. There are no new financial tools. It's the same financial tools, except now they're just coming up with different words for them. That's
Phil,
all.
Would you rather fight a Janet Yellen sized chicken or 100 chicken sized Janet Yellens?
Oh my gosh. Maybe a chicken-sized Janet Yellen. No?
No,
you got to fight lots of those. Like, you got to fight loads of small Janet Yellens.
No.
Or a big chicken. I mean, she's not that big a chicken, but it's like, it's still a decent.
I mean, it's big for a chicken. It's big for a chicken.
I'll tell you guys one thing. The old game on N64, the Ocarina of Time, if you mess with the chicken in Legend of Zelda, good game, thanks for playing. You were basically dead. Like, chickens were the most powerful thing in that game. So, you know, shout out to anyone who played those games back in the day. Chickens are essentially invincible. So be careful what you ask for. I'm just saying.
I sucked at Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I'm definitely fighting
it was
like
a great cartoon, but I sucked at playing the game. You know, I was like, yay, Legend.
You remember the cartoon? Yes.
Of course. Man. Okay, so you know what? A throwback to anyone that's paying attention to this, but there was a cartoon called Captain N and the Game Master. And it was literally all just Nintendo cartoons. Like, it was the Nintendo games, but cartoon. Anyways, just totally nerdy crap. I'm sorry, Walton.
Yeah, sorry about that too.
I think you're good. Talking of wrecked, I think the gaming industry got wrecked when they started making multiplayers. I think I've probably talked about this before, but multiplayers exclusively online. Like, I want to play you. I bought an SSX game for PS4 a couple of years ago, and I think you can't play like multiplayer sitting next to someone. Like, that's the whole fucking point. You meant to sit there, bash some buttons, and you know, trash talk. Like, bring back proper, you know, in person trash talk gaming. Thank you.
Make in-person trash talking great again. You heard it here first, folks, from Walton.
Up next on Wrecked, the main story of the week is a bunch of people who are promoting shitcoins getting wrecked, as they deserve to, because you shouldn't be promoting securities, really, if you know you're an actor or a music artist or a Well, I mean, she used to be very beautiful. Very, 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 you know, she's not bad.
Here we go.
Who are you? What I'm talking about just yet. But, let me share my screen here and I'll let you decide. Giselle is, of course, who I'm talking about.
You're just a Brady fan.
For those of you that know me, I was, to some degree, an NFL fan for many, many years. Like, I was a Patriots fan from 2000 onwards. And the worst thing about 2020 was not all the lockdowns and all this sort of nonsense. It was my parents breaking up, you know, Bill deciding that he didn't need Brady anymore. Everything started falling apart, right? Like, I mean, Brady went on to win another Super Bowl, so, you know, well done to him. But, then all these sports people and, you know, other attractive people started taking bribes from shitcoiners to promote all sorts of things. And, you know, Brady and Giselle were very tight with SBF. They both became, I believe, ambassadors for FTX. And I think she was even like their, you know, climate czar or some nonsense. And here we have, maybe it's a parody, who knows, the Bitcoin Bugle. I think it's meant to be like the Babylon Bee. But anyway, the Bitcoin Bugle, apparently Vitalik was seen with Giselle. I don't really believe it because I'm pretty sure he's banging that Chinese girl. But anyway, Giselle, all over the place, you know, taking bribes from someone new, which I don't quite understand why, because surely she was making more money than Brady. I mean, maybe that was the problem. I don't know. But yeah, it's very sad how, like, the Patriots got wrecked, Brady got wrecked, Giselle's getting wrecked. I don't really feel that sorry for them because it's their choice at the end of the day. And they got greedy. And the only system where greed is rewarded is in Bitcoin. So fuck off with the shitcoins. Fuck shitcoins. Fuck shitcoins.com. Let's look at who else is getting wrecked. All within this kind of same thing. Well, of course, Justin Sun, as he deserves to, got sued by the SEC for selling unregistered securities and market manipulation of these things. I believe the SEC successfully got Arthur Hayes for market manipulation before, so I wouldn't be surprised if they get some other people for it. But yeah, a bunch of kind of, you know, actors and music artists all got sued as well because they were promoting a bunch of these things. At the end of the day, right, who's getting wrecked here? Yes, these celebrities are getting wrecked, you could argue, as they should, even if you think it's status. Like, it's just, to me, it's bad karma. Like, don't, like, if you're gonna put lies out into the universe, eventually, like, you kind of deserve for some of that to kind of come back to you, and you know, and you get fucked. Like, you, at the end of the day, you shouldn't be buying shitcoins. You shouldn't be promoting things that you don't understand. You shouldn't be promoting, securities. Not because, what's the word? Not because, like, it's wrong to promote something. Not because it's wrong to, necessarily even take money to promote something, but it's about using influence appropriately. Now, these people aren't you know, necessarily very apt in their understanding of how all these things work, but more importantly, their fans certainly aren't, and they incorrectly so, right? They trust these celebrities as to some degree, directors of their lives, right? Who's most wrecked? At the end of the day, it's the people, because they listen to all these people. Now, I would argue, you deserve to get wrecked, people. If you're outsourcing all your critical thinking to a bunch of celebrities, what the fuck are you doing? Like, seriously. You need to take more responsibility for your own life, your own decisions. Learn and iterate, right? It's not about just learning in abstract. You've got to learn about what works for you and build on that. And I think the best way to do that is to save in Bitcoin and focus on everything else. It's not that complicated. It's not simple, but it's not that complicated.
I think that what's really interesting is that this was a huge media opportunity for Justin Sun. And for the people, you know, who are familiar with Justin's desire.
Sorry, just one last thing, yeah. Phil. I just remembered. Of course, sure. Didn't last week he suggested, oh, maybe I can buy Credit Suisse. And I actually reckon this is the Fiat bros being like, sit down, shitcoiner. You're not buying a bank. Fuck off. Like, I reckon there's some of that, just a little bit.
So since 2018, I have watched Justin Sun make pre-announcements of pre-announcements of pre-announcements. Okay, and I am shocked that such a huge media opportunity did not have any pre-announcements at all for Tron or anything. Like, no mention of this. So it's I kind of think that this is just funny. I really do. Like, I you know, I mean, it sounds mean, but when it comes to Justin Sun and it comes to Tron and it comes to the giant freaking marketing shilling machine that shitcoin is, I think it's kind of like overdue, right? I mean, let's be honest. It's pretty much
it's only right that these guys eventually get come after by, you know, the best college football conference. It's only right.
But for that article about Gisele, we definitely need to get the Bitcoin Bugle on the show, and we need to discuss his or her sources, because Bitcoin Bugle seems to have some really interesting sources, and I just don't know how he comes up with this news. Sir, what are your thoughts on these stories?
So many things. First of all, the Bitcoin Bugle, if they are embellishing, they're doing no more than the mainstream media
does. That's right.
On an everyday basis.
Correct.
Another thing that Walton mentioned, what are you doing?
Outsourcing.
That's right. Thank you. You knew outsourcing your knowledge, your financial knowledge, your investment strategies to celebrities, to social media influencers. Another one to add to that list, I mentioned, I'm shameless name drop or shameless plug. We mentioned Paul Pierce back in last month. Was fined by the SEC $1.4 million for support for promoting Ethereum Max. Never even heard of that. And I thought I knew
that. That's the same
about.
One that Serena Williams was promoting at, in Miami.
And Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. Q told me about that one. Yeah, Mayweather was promoting Ethereum Max 2 years ago at Bitcoin Miami.
Yes.
And he kind of rugged the Bitcoin conference. But I would say, going back to my point, people outsource, you know, and get mainstream normies, people who worship the ground that these people walk on, athletes, singers, social media influencers. And yet the more astute people, what do they outsource their knowledge to? Well, the government. And they outsource their knowledge to regulators. And what should I do? Well, Janet Yellen, well, Jerome Powell said this, or a president or a senator said this, so therefore, you know, if Warren says it must be true, you know, if Senator Warren says it must be true, no, you know, it's like, these are the kind of things that when you dig into what type of Ponzi scheme are they actually running? You realize that, there's only one group of people that's benefiting from this type of system, and I ain't it. And if common people learn to take the time that they are given, you know, because we only have 24 hours of the day, and turn off Netflix, you know, play a bit fewer video games. I love them, but play a bit fewer games, you know, and look at where is your time and your value going. And if it's going to this fiat system, who's in charge of it, and what can they do to you? And that's, if you start doing your research, just like each and every one of us on this screen and everyone that's come on this show before, you're going to realize that there's a better way to save the time that you have spent working, laboring for someone else, or even for yourself. So this is just another instance, whether it's a celebrity that you voted for, or a celebrity that you throw money at to entertain yourself, that's the wrong path. You really need to get down into the weeds of what of where your money goes and adopt Bitcoin, because that truly is the answer to a lot of the struggles that are facing this world today.
Very well said. All right, we are moving on over to the
Hopium.
Hopium.
The Hopium is brought to you by Crypto Cloaks. Check them out, cryptocloaks.com. Now serving Europe with a new address, cryptocloaks.co.uk. They've got awesome 3D printed goods like the 3D printed grenade that holds your open dime. Get the bigger one that can support your signing device. And don't forget to use the Pleb Underground code at cryptocloaks.com for 5% off. And the code again is Pleb Underground at cryptocloaks.com. Everybody, I think every Bitcoiner saw this video that came out. That's right, the Greenpeace smear campaign. But wait, there's more, and there's a very interesting ending to this whole story. Okay, let's get started on it in case you, for some reason...
I didn't know there was a video. I just saw a picture. So.
Oh, there's a video. Cool. There's a few videos. There's a few videos, and then, of course, the Bitcoiners created a picture, you know, took a picture, and then made it the most amazing meme ever. All right, here we go. Bitcoin is causing massive amounts of pollution and has become a major roadblock in our fight to phase out fossil fuels. Ah, that's right. Phasing out fossil fuels, that's the problem. Bitcoin's in the way. So we teamed up with the Von Wong to create this giant skull with laser eyes to help us meme Bitcoin into the biggest form of money. No, kidding. To help us raise awareness and spark change. All right, now, guys, I'm going to warn you. This video could trigger you, but we're gonna stick through it, okay? Here we go.
Think Bitcoin's not bad for the environment? Think again. Introducing my newest collaboration with Greenpeace. I'm Benjamin Von Wong, and I use art to raise awareness for issues like plastic pollution and climate change. 6 months ago, I was studying the impacts of climate change in Greenland, where I saw firsthand what the climate crisis looks like. Greenland's ice sheet is melting fast, and witnessing it with my own eyes was absolutely gut-wrenching. That's where I met Rolf from Greenpeace and learned about how fixing Bitcoin could help solve climate change. Here's Rolf.
Lol.
Greenpeace is campaigning to change Bitcoin's code so it stops fueling the climate crisis and harming communities. Bitcoin's the world's most popular digital currency, and right now it's using as much electricity as entire countries, and most of that's coming from polluting fossil fuels like coal and gas. Bitcoin's climate damage got 125 times worse in just 5 years. But with a code change, we could cut the electricity needed to run Bitcoin by more than 99%.
But how to make sure that people paid attention? Enter the Skull of Satoshi, a symbol I built connecting Bitcoin and environmental destruction. This 11-foot skull made from hundreds of pieces of electronic waste, like the kind generated from Bitcoin mining, is months in the making. And hopefully, you get to see it in person soon.
Changing Bitcoin's code is going to take teamwork. We need everyone involved, from companies and government officials to crypto enthusiasts and climate activists. So like and share this video and follow.
Okay.
Please rug them, Phil. Please, please, please. Thank you.
That was horrendous.
Guys, okay. I don't even know where to start, but like, I'm pleased I learned how to use my mute button recently. Like, fuck me. Guys, this is nonsense. Look, firstly, it's an electric thing, so it's as good as an electric car, although you can argue it's better because it doesn't have as much rare earth minerals and metals that have been extracted by electrolysis using coal power in China. Where do we even start? Go look up some like DS Batten, some guy from New Zealand. Who else is good? Troy Rocco or something. I don't know. If you actually want to kind of learn about maybe how Bitcoin is actually pretty green, there's some good people out there, but I also think we should just tell these people to fuck off. And also, do it is the answer. Is you change the code. Oh wait, they already have fought Bitcoin a whole bunch of times. Phil's shown the chart you guys a few times. There's like 25 Bitcoin forks or something, and like, they can all fork off, quite frankly. Like, do it. You can try. There is already a Bitcoin piece of shit. Proof of stake, sorry. And no one uses it. And it's if you believe you can cut the energy use of Bitcoin mining and have something that is equivalent, you do not understand proof of work. You do not understand the network effects. Like, you don't understand a lot about Bitcoin if that's kind of where you're starting. And I think it's a shame. The skull's kind of cool. The skull's getting a lot of attention. I'm sure you're going to share a few things. But just briefly, I want to share a tweet that I put out today, because I see a lot of clamoring for some artist who didn't get it until he took a bribe from the corrupt people, and then, you know, Bitcoin has piled on and explained things. And actually, we already have some incredible artists in Bitcoin. Some of my favorites, Crypto Graffiti, I've got one of his pieces, I'm sure, I think Phil might do as well. Fractaling Crypt, Spaceball, I can't afford their pieces yet. And Max Bit by Bit, another pleb producing excellent pleb media over at 21ism, Ungovernable Misfits, Bit by Bit. They've got a few different shows and a few different things going on. But the point is that there already are great Bitcoin artists making some great Bitcoin art. Maybe you like the skull, but go and explore who actually already understands Bitcoin and is infusing that into their craft, rather than something that's kind of cool that got a lot of attention, that is kind of cool colors and stuff, but like, to me, which thing has the real proof of work? The work that has the Bitcoin philosophy infused into it, or something that has been created to trash Bitcoin. And certainly we welcome attacks on Bitcoin because it makes it stronger and Bitcoin can withstand them. But nonetheless, yeah, I think there's a lot of very good artists out there. Crypto Graffiti, Fractal Encrypt, Spaceball, and my boy Max Bit by Bit.
So, Sir Ulrich, do you have any comments before I continue with the Hopium story?
Yeah, I mean, real quick, I think that this very much falls into the previous story with Giselle and all the other influencers that seek to steal the minds of the common folk. The problem is that where do we get our basis from? Do we get our basis from, oh, this is an artist, and I see this artist more than the ones that Walton had to tell me about, because if I didn't hear from Walton, I wouldn't be able to know. But this one is sponsored by XRP. This one's sponsored by MSNBC, and it's going to go on the whole road show, and you're going to see this skull probably five times more than the artist that Walton mentioned. And the problem is that the basis behind this is not to save the environment, because if that were the case, then we would be making a whole lot fewer guns and missiles and tanks and all different types of things for the sake of the environment. When we talk about that Bitcoin, I mean, I've seen pie charts where Bitcoin is like 0.1% of all of the energy used in the world. Michael Saylor was with his mining council has put out several things in the past. Nick Carter, before he went rogue stupid, put out so many things about Bitcoin and how it essentially wasn't the evil villain to the environment that was purported, because the environmentalists that have money are aligned essentially with the mainstream bankers, because they're the ones that can fund these types of news stories. These are the type of stories that if they don't put them out, essentially people will flock to a better system. So they have to institute FUD. They have to institute fear. It's just a sad state. They're banking on people. They're betting on people not doing their own research, just like the Paul Pierce and the Lindsay Lohan stories. So I plead for people, for the few people that are watching this, like the you know, and as this show gets popular, as Bitcoin goes up in value, and people are going to go back and watch this in the past, do your own research, because these people are lying to you for their own benefit, not yours.
That's right. You shouldn't be outsourcing your thinking. Like what you mentioned, you mentioned the Bitcoin Mining Council. And I think this is one example of a kind of centralized supposed authority figure. And this is what people are used to in the field world. And this is kind of the problem, right? Is that they've outsourced their thinking and they follow a bunch of authority figures. And so then they think, oh, in Bitcoin, who are the authority figures? All right, I'm going to go follow a bunch of wankers that steal memes and you know, create word salad and I don't know. Like... and then over time, some people also, you follow the memes as well, and then over time you actually work out kind of who has the true signal, and it's not some centralized thing. And like this is why the Bitcoin Council of Autism has the word council in it, was to reference that, like, kind of, it's a joke really. There is no council on Bitcoin. You can create kind of groups of people who may have some specialist knowledge and understanding, who may be able to explain things to people, who may ask good questions, but ultimately they're not an authority, and you need to take that responsibility for yourself. You need to be the authority in your life. And one thing you should do, and I realize me recommending it and you adopting it means you're not necessarily thinking for yourself, but you should meet up with Bitcoin plebs. And you should come to the Bitcoin Council of Autism / the Pleb Underground Pleb Party Taco Fest in Miami. It'll be on the Friday night. Contact me for more details.
That's nice plug.
More Bitcoin. Hopium.
Yes, Bitcoin rules.
And also, there's no entry fee. It's not like there's, you know, steak dinner like wanker fest.
No,
like
no
none of this
hang out
nonsense.
With us.
Like
no one's
you just like find out where it is. I'll tell you where it is. and like we basically just take over a taco place and we have a party on the street. Like we did it last year. Me and Tarantula like organized. It was fantastic. We had like I don't know 50 people. It was a wild one. But this year it's gonna be even bigger. Even better tacos, maybe less sober. It's going to be fun.
All right, next time I'm going to hijack your segment. All right, let's continue. Here we go.
Please. It's hopium, right? Like, you can't get wrecked meeting. I mean, you can get wrecked. So, don't get wrecked meeting Bitcoiners. Take, your own personal security, blah, blah, blah. But, be bullish. Meet up with Bitcoiners. Have some hopium.
Let's take a look at some of the responses, right? Some of the responses from Bitcoiners. I think we got a pretty good take here out of HODL and OTH, Space Cat. Greenpeace has a master plan to change Bitcoin's code. Here is the team that's going to make it happen. And this is fantastic. Companies, government officials, crypto enthusiasts, climate activists. Can't wait to read the BIP. Good luck, guys. I think he hit the nail on the head with that one. And I love Norbit's response, by the way, on this one. And he responds back with, how is this not satire? They're just advertising Bitcoin's, and this is the key, Bitcoin's resilience at this point. Still, no pull request, which is true, okay? Pull request is how they essentially try to get code into Bitcoin, right? So this Change the Code campaign, they haven't made one pull request, okay? Greenpeace hasn't hired any programmers to try to, quote unquote, program on Bitcoin. So all they're doing is they're petitioning nobody. Anyways. So I'm sure the crypto enthusiasts are working on it when they're not busy with VC pre-mines and metaverse tokens. Very good take. Very good take for Norbert. Now, why is this important, right? Why this right here? They're just advertising Bitcoin's resilience. Well, take a look at this, okay? After a whole entire day of, a whole bunch of Bitcoiners putting out one meme after another of that giant green skull, okay? Take a look at this tweet from Von Wong, the artist that made this thing originally. I rarely expect to find constructive conversations on the internet, but the DMs have been worth the heat. Learning a lot from Level 39, who is an awesome Bitcoiner, by the way. I definitely suggest people follow this account.
These are the two of the ones I named earlier. Yeah. DS Batten.
That's right. DS Batten and the Rockro, right? BTC supporters and environmentalists looking forward to more dialogue. Now you see, he, according to this tweet, is being objective. Okay, I believe that he's being intellectually objective. And I just want to finish this up by saying, I just want to remind everyone who is sponsoring this bullshit. So here's
Chris Lopson of Ripple.
That's right. Here's a tweet from Yan, right? He's from Swan. How massive is the pollution? Is it as massive as the donations you received from the sale of unregistered securities to create this disinformation campaign? Have you completely lost the plot on what actually affects our planet? Here's a snippet from one of the articles about this Greenpeace crypto billionaire lobby to change Bitcoin code. Change the Code campaign will run ads in the next month. Ripple co-founder. That's right. XRP co-founder Chris Larson provides $5 million to finance the effort. And I just want to remind everyone, this guy essentially paid so that this artist could get orange pilled. That's what they... So the whole entire thing, right? They did this. They've been constantly attacking Bitcoin between those two accounts, right? Between the Change the Code account and the Greenpeace account. And ironically enough, the artist that they hired...
I think it has been specifically Greenpeace USA, though, just to be clear.
It has been Greenpeace USA.
Greenpeace,
but the artist that they hired to FUD Bitcoin is now orange-pilled.
Underestimated the Cyber Hornets.
Number one, they underestimated the Cyber Hornets. But number two, I think they underestimate Bitcoin and its incentives. So
they underestimate truth, ultimately, right? They underestimate that truth will prevail. So, right. Get wrecked.
All right. So look, Ulrich, you, what are your thoughts? I mean, at this point, Greenpeace is obviously in our eyes anyways, or at least in my eyes, an enemy of freedom and an enemy of humanity because they don't actually care about the planet. I mean, let's be honest, they really only care about their narrative and they're paid.
Phil, you might say that they only care about the whales.
You better drop that
over my head. I'm getting smarter listening to Walton's jokes.
Look at that. No, you smooth lyricist over here, man. Notorious B.I.G. eat your heart out.
It's Walton Mathers.
Walton Mathers.
Notorious Walton.
It's not whether I matter or not, guys. It's about Bitcoin.
You know, when it comes down to these institutions, and that's what they are, you know, I think that you can trace this all up to, all the way up to the WEF with Greta and whatever her hot Greta replacement is.
She's kind of hot though. Like she's talking complete fucking nonsense, but she's not bad looking, that one.
No, with the little Skechers on, I feel you. No, I'm sorry.
But remember, it's a ploy. Those are socialist titties. Those are what is the meme like? Something like that. You know what I mean? Don't get distracted by the kind of the carrots.
Well, what did you say? Another one from the UN there, Kiani or whatever her name is, Sophie Kiani.
Yeah, Kia D's nuts.
Is that the one?
I think that's her name. I could be totally wrong though. But she's
going to replace Greta. But guess what? Because why
they realized Greta wasn't hot enough. Basically,
that's right. Why? Because it's not even about the incentives. Greta could say the right message if she actually knew what she was talking about. But really, she's just a mouthpiece because she's a 14-year-old girl. It's like, oh, she's cute. She cares about the environment. Then she becomes 20. Doesn't grow up to be pretty enough. They're going to replace her with a prettier one. And what
there is something to be said about following people who look like they've kind of got their shit together. Like, why are all these climate activists kind of like ugly people with bright colored hair, like who look like they're allergic to gyms? Like,
why are health experts so obese? I'm just saying, we've seen plenty of those where they're health experts.
It's down to the Bill Gates keepers.
I'm just saying.
It's not healthy. Look at me.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a matter of like, don't do as I do, do as I say. Yeah. That's an authoritarian point of view.
That's like issuing something by decree. That sounds very fiat, right?
Very fiat. And it's like these kind of things that normal people have to sort of peel the skins off their eyes and look at. What's actually being said, who's actually saying it, and why? If you ask those three questions, you end up going down a narrative, a rabbit hole that you realize it's just false. And so these type, the Greenpeace stuff, you know, the XRP stuff, again, if like you said, Phil, if it was that big a deal, they would have proposed a code change. And then if they really cared about it, they would have forked it into Bitcoin number 20, you know, million. And then it would die because we would all get a bunch of Bitcoin shit coins. We would sell them off and it would die because guess what? Because it's just their little incentive to maintain the current establishment, the current fiat establishment doesn't work. Bitcoin is completely different from what we have now. And that difference will save the world in time, whether Greenpeace or politicians or statists like it or not.
I think what it comes down to ultimately is that there are a whole bunch of psyops. And I try and describe this to like people that I care about in my life. There are a whole bunch of psyops designed to try and condition you into changing your behavior to gaslight you about inflation. I'm convinced that's what this is all about. If we make you, you know, if you're not eating as much red meat, if you're not using as much energy, if you're not traveling as much, if you're not, I don't know, like if you're not living, right? If you're just existing rather than living, then you're gonna have less of an impact. Yeah, you are, but you're also gonna have a shit life. Like, guys, yes. Like I don't throw things away. Like I've been zero waste since before zero waste was a term. That's just called being resourceful. Like that's just not like wasting, because ultimately you're right, you accumulate resources, you try not to waste them. Like you can make good decisions for yourself, or you can't, but you should be entitled to do that. And if you make bad decisions, like people can people can criticize you and they can try and help you and they can, I don't know, they will try and restrain you, whatever it is. Like, there's different dynamics that can happen, but people should be making their own decisions and they shouldn't be buying into all of these psyops that are about gaslighting them against inflation. You should be using more energy. Bitcoin does not use enough energy. You should be traveling more. You should be growing more. You should be, you know, eating well, eating a lot of fresh things, right? A lot of the problem, you go out, right? You go to a restaurant, you go to a bar, whatever, you buy and you get some dish and you're like, I thought for years there's not enough meat on this for starters. But then you start, as you get into Bitcoin more, you're like, hey, wait a second. This isn't really food. This is a food product. I want food. I want some meat and I want some, I don't know, salad or some vegetables or something like that. And cook it up fresh and then not be too much fucking with, right? I don't want my money fucked with. I don't want my food fucked with. I don't want my ability to travel fucked with. Like, I want to be free. I want to live. I want to explore the world and I want to grow. And I think people should be able to do that. And I think they need to stop buying into these psyops that try and make them feel guilty for wanting to be free people who are expressing themselves and exploring a world which they should be able to.
Yeah, I think, man, you definitely hit the nail on the head like 50 million times. And this is exactly it, right? I know that we all sound like we sound insane when we sit there and we say, fix the money, fix the world. But if you think about it, right, if you really zoom out and you take a look at all of this low energy, it we imagine that these people are like, these evil people wanting evil things. But at the end of the day, not all of them are really that evil, right? A lot of them are just following their own incentives. And they don't even, the problem is that they don't know the problem. So they have no idea what the solution really is. So people focus on these little minute issues, not realizing. And you know what? As a troubleshooter, because this is what I did before for a living for like over 20 years, I can say that this is how it works in software. And I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't work any differently in our financial system. Okay, so you find the root cause of the problem. And then once you resolve the root cause of the problem, all the underlying issues that were symptoms of this problem resolve themselves. It's not that difficult.
But these individuals need to wake up and take responsibility, Phil. It's a huge deal. There's a lot of people who are drastically out of shape, yeah, in poor financial shape, without a good support system around them, not eating well, not exercising, and they're unhappy, they're miserable about their lives. And so what they do is they get very passionate about big issues that they think that they can contribute to, when actually they're not really doing anything, like climate change, like, you know, other things.
Exactly.
And ultimately, to get them to turn around, recognize the problems in their lives and make serious changes is fucking huge. Like, it's
massive.
These people are living in pure cope because the fiat world's fucking tough, because their energy and their time is being debased by fiat overlords. It's fucking nonsense, but there is a way out, guys. You need to be adopting Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You need to get in the gym. You need to be building relationships, businesses. We can do this.
Very well said. Very well said. All right. Before we wrap it up, sir, do you have any closing thoughts?
I just want to say that the signal that you guys provide on a weekly basis is top notch. You guys don't get the credit that you guys deserve. And it's a privilege to join you guys. And hopefully my little inception of saying here for the first time means I get to come back in the future.
Even if you didn't say that, you'd get to come back on the show in the future. Come on, we've known each other for a minute, you know, so it's all good.
Maybe you could come back for a special with a group of people and we could have a little pleb party or something.
Yes, exactly. Maybe on the next pleb party, you know, something like that.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, as you know, we are wrapping up the show. That was this week's episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe. This is what helps us out with the YouTube algorithm. And guys, don't forget to check us out on our audio-only platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. If you want to stream us sats, check us out on Fountain.fm. You could stream us sats through Breeze. Walton, you know the drill.
Fuck shit coins.
That's right. Fuck shit coins. Catch you all next week. Yeah.